Nolte, even Knoll's streaming launch announcement contains fake news. By John Nolte on July 20, 2021. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that encourages violence against conservatives and spreads conspiracy theories, can't even announce the creation of its new streaming service without lying. Well, that's why the world calls it Knoll. See if you can spot the fake news in the second paragraph of this announcement, "I don't link fake news." CNN Plus, the much-anticipated streaming subscription service from CNN, will debut in Q1 2022. CNN is coming off its highest-rated and most trafficked year ever on both television and digital platforms and remains the most trusted name in news. From this position of strength, CNN Plus will expand CNN's unparalleled multi-platform global reach to provide a new, additive experience that complements the core CNN linear networks and digital platforms to serve CNN superfans, news junkies and fans of quality nonfiction programming. Well, there's a lot of arguable stuff in there. Let's start with much anticipated. By who, exactly, Chris Cuomo's mom? How about this, CNN superfans? Knoll has superfans? Well, more than one wokeitard does qualify as plural, so. How about this one, nonfiction programming? Well, after 7 or 8 years of this from Knoll. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. President Michael Avenatti. The Covington KK Kids hoax. Hands up, don't shoot. George Zimmerman. Mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots. The Russia collusion hoax. Antifa stormed the beaches on D-Day. Cuomo, DNY, king of coronavirus competence. The clearing of Lafayette Square hoax. The lab leak theory has been debunked hoax. The Russians are behind Hunter's laptop hoax. The Russian bounty hoax. The Capitol police officer killed with the fire extinguisher hoax. The very fine people hoax. And on and on and on. I beg to differ. Knoll is 24/7 fiction. But here's the real fake news by way of sleight of hand. CNN LOL is coming off its highest-rated and most-trafficked year. Do you see what Knoll did there? Even though we are already on the bottom half of July, the seventh month of the year, Knoll has to reach back all the way to 2021. And Knoll was still in last place, lol, to brag about its ratings. It's like someone announcing, here's Joe Namath fresh from his Super Bowl win. But that's all Knoll has is that one year, the year former President Donald Trump gave them a boost. Without Trump, Knoll is nothing, is right back to record low ratings. Just last week, Knoll was able to average only 833,000 viewers during primetime and a measly 598,000 in total day. During that same week, Fox News earned nearly three times as many primetime viewers with 2.046 million. MSNBC beat Knoll handily with 1.266 million average primetime viewers. In total day, Fox News averaged 1.178 million. MSNBC averaged 752,000. Knoll can't even average a million primetime viewers. So why is Knoll moving to streaming even as they are called out almost daily? The answer is very, very simple. It's the only chance the fake news outlet has to survive as anything other than a website. Most of Knoll's TV income comes from people who never watch it. And out of a population of around 330 million Americans, 329 million don't watch it. But Knoll is paid a monthly carriage fee if Knoll is part of your cable package. In other words, if you have access to Knoll via your cable package, whether or not you watch, you are still paying Knoll around a dollar a month. You are. You sucker. So, because Knoll is available in about 80 million homes, Knoll is raking in around $80 million a month just because people are dumb enough to still pay for cable TV. But the world is changing. People are cutting the cable cord and moving to streaming, and doing so in accelerating numbers. Whereas around 100 million households once subscribed to cable, that number has dropped faster than anyone, except me, predicted and continues to drop. Knoll is losing a ton of money from cord cutters and knows the up-and-coming generations will never subscribe to cable TV, ever. So Knoll needs to pick up revenue somewhere, and with this streaming service, it's obviously hoping there are enough Americans out there one, stupid enough to pay for a Knoll streaming service when you can get all kinds of streaming news for free, and two, counting on its lame-ass superfans to want to be lied to when they are online, not just watching cable. According to this announcement, Knlal is investing a lot in its streaming service. Already it's hired left-wing serial liar Casey Hunt from NBC. She's just the beginning of a platoon of serial liars. CNN LOL is hiring about 450 people for CNN Plus. From producers to engineers to marketers, the announcement reads. That's what they're calling it. CNN Plus. Yeah, CNN Plus, even more lies and fake news and Jake Tapper segments on the details surrounding Donald Trump's penis. I can't wait for CNN Plus to fail, and believe me, it's going to, because no one watches CNN now when it's already on their cable package. So who the hell's going to pay extra for it? Probably not even Chris Cuomo's mom.